Big number episode this week. Big, significant number.
Okay. I don't, you got to tell me what it is.
Well, 327.
Okay.
3 cubed is 27.
Oh, I see. All right.
Yeah.
So my whole 3 times 2 is 6 thing out the window.
Yeah, that was child's play.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the one we've been waiting for.
My daughter pointed out that stuff. Actually, she pointed out 2 years ago she was doing that kind of math. She's into cubes and cube roots now. Cube roots are a big thing.
Okay, so you guys have had this on the calendar for a while.
No. It just comes up organically. Hello and welcome to episode 327 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan, in Tübingen, Germany. With me as always is...
Adam in Vancouver.
Hard to tell, your internet is just ganz, ganz schnell.
Yeah, it's like we're side by side.
It is.
Yeah.
It is that, can you tell, not teleport, that's at least 18 months off.
Yeah. I can tell that you probably haven't showered in a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is an astute observation. Yeah. What's a while?
I'm going to say a week.
No, at least. Yeah. Yeah, that's reasonable. What's going on, Adam? What's going on.
Vancouver.
Okay, Vancouver. We'll come back
Vancouver's
to that.
Just Vancouver.
Yeah. It's nothing right now?
No, it's kind of neither here nor there.
Yeah. I haven't been to Vancouver in April in a long time.
It's the same as February and May.
That is not true. No,
it's starting to get a little nicer. So yeah. go ahead with Amazon. Buy your sunscreen for all you happy German sunbathers out there. Get your sunscreen and
They should put together a Vancouver package, the sunscreen with the umbrella.
Yeah.
Because you never know.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. You're going to need the umbrella most days.
Yes. Have you bought anything on Amazon?
I haven't. I do have something that I will have to get in the next little while.
What is that?
I need to get a air mattress repair kit.
Yes.
Something where there's a very...
I think it's just called a new air mattress.
No. Like this, we have a really nice air mattress, and there's just it loses a tiny bit of air over the course of a night, and we
is this the self-inflating one?
I guess so. Yeah, it is.
I've slept on that.
Yeah, it's we have two of them. One is perfect. The other one gets slightly soft after a night's sleep, and that's fine. I wouldn't get a new air mattress because we camp once every 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
But we put a camping event with friends on the calendar this year, so we are going to camp for 2 nights in the summer.
But
so,
where?
Cultus Lake, just Cultus
nice.
Lake.
Hey, Provincial so Park though, right?
Yep. And so we're going to do that. So we figured, okay, maybe we should just fix that air mattress. And then I thought I was in, I don't know where I was the other day, I think Canadian Tire, and I just couldn't find like a little just patch it up kit.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, you know where I can find that?
Amazon.
I see you filled in the blank.
I was skating to where the puck was going to be.
Yeah.
Have you ever just found yourself in a Canadian Tire?
Yeah, I have. I woke up and I was in Canadian Tire. No, I usually have to go there.
It's a destination.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially where you live, it's getting there. Like you have to book an appointment to drive down that part of town.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
Well, there's one on my way to work that's not really a big issue.
I forgot there's two.
Yeah,
that's one in the middle of town you live in, my man.
Is horrible. Yeah, I would never go to that one, but the one
I always go to that one because I forgot there's the one, the south one.
Yeah, and it's actually a little bit bigger too, I think.
Hello, is anybody still listening?
Yeah, Canadian Tire. No, but the basic reason we're bringing this up is sometimes your favorite hardware store or wherever you go doesn't have everything, and therefore Amazon is your place to go. If there's that weird sort of knick-knack item that you can't find. Usually, you can find it on Amazon, and the beauty of Amazon is they drop it off at your house.
As they did today, twice.
What did you get?
Air mattress repair kit.
The Super Duty one.
Yeah, I just need an air mattress now. Yeah. Real gift of the Magi situation here.
Yeah, nice.
No, I got a... I needed an extra long USB cable, like a 3-meter USB cable.
Okay.
Because I bought, I guess a couple weeks ago now, I bought some new office furniture, some cabinets.
Yeah.
Like, I needed some cabinets for a long time. I just had this lousy old IKEA one that came with the house, essentially. Lady who lived here didn't want to get rid of it, and all right, fine. And I hated it. And so I've had my eye out for like 2.5 years. That's how dedicated I was to getting the right set. Because I wanted something old, something old and cool, like that kind of funky, you know, what would Don Draper do?
Right.
And just nothing came up. So finally I saw something on the little, our version of Craigslist here in Germany. And bam, there it was. I was like, I saw this little three-piece cabinet set for 30 euros. It's like, yes, I'm in. Show up to the guy's place, find out it's actually a 5-piece set. He just didn't have enough, you know, time to photograph the whole thing. So right. It's awesome. So I now have 4 pieces here in my office that I'll take a picture of because they are cool looking. But now, point being, I can put my hard drives in there, my external hard drives, and so I need an extra long USB cable to stretch from my desk to the cabinets.
Mm-hmm.
Point being, I had gone into the our version of the Future Shop to get that, and they were, I couldn't find one, or they were wicked expensive for some reason. And so I said, nine. I'll go to Amazon, thank you. And it was like $6.
Nice.
Blammo. And they just dropped it off at the door.
Yeah, yeah. Stuff like that. Anything electronic, I find... Especially hard to find things, like you say, wires, cords, chargers. Mm-hmm. They got anything and everything that way. Chargers is a perfect one. If you need some kind of weird adapter charger for anything, even old cameras, like, you know, battery chargers, whatnot, it's there. There's 14 different versions and knockoffs and blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, if you buy a used camera, this is where it's come up for me. If you buy a used camera and, you know, a person who sells it doesn't have, you know, the charger, that used to be a problem. Well, not anymore.
Correct.
Yeah.
And the other thing was I bought an SD card.
Okay.
Because while I was there looking for the cable, I popped in, and they don't have the SD cards in the memory section. They have them in the camera section.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So they have the computer and the memory sticks and the hard drives off in one area, and then across the store in the camera section is the only place they have the SD cards, despite the fact that SD cards have, like, their multiple uses now.
Mm-hmm. But are they going to scatter them throughout the store?
Yes, I would, because they do have multiple uses. So that's not the point. The point is that the fact that they have them only in the camera section means you can go and add like 30% to the price they're going to charge.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So they've boosted it up, and so I looked at the prices and I was like, wow, geez, I can't. I don't want to do that. I wanted a 32 gig card, roughly. It doesn't need to be fast, because here's the deal. We bought a new car. The stereo has a little SD slot where you basically put all your music on the SD card, pop it in, and that's your entertainment system.
Okay, what kind of car did you get?
67 Mustang. No, I got a Volkswagen.
Okay.
Don't have it yet. Gonna pick it up
next
week.
A 1988 Rabbit?
Yeah. A Golf GTI. For the kids.
No, with the fabric convertible roof?
Yes. Yeah, that lasts 18 months and then leaks. Only when it rains, though.
Now, what did you really get?
We got they don't have them in North America. It's called a Tehran. It's like a minivan, but cooler, but not really cooler. Not cool enough to not be a minivan.
Right.
It's your basic, it's a family vehicle. But the power steering on our car finally like just went the other day.
Yeah.
And so it'd probably be like $1,000 to fix, and that would effectively quadruple the value of the car.
Right. So, you ditched it and then got this.
Yeah, it's the plan, yeah. So we pick it up next week.
Oh, is it new?
A year old, but Germany, they have to do all kinds of paperwork.
Oh, okay. So that's why you got to wait.
I did not get involved in the paperwork. I let my wife handle that.
Gotcha.
Anyways, point being, I wanted to have, like, I figured, oh, yeah, I'll get an SD card so we can... It doesn't need to be fast, because I'm just copying a bunch of songs over and then just going to... doesn't have to be fast to play it, but you can't get a slow SD card anymore. Everything is, like, 80 megs or a second or whatever to start.
Right.
But on Amazon, it was, like, $13, so I thought, hard to cry about that.
Yeah.
Dropped absolutely. Off at my house, so... Point is... Click through our site, help us out. And by clicking through our site and helping us out, you get to hear many, many more of these scintillating stories.
Sure you do.
Yeah, you do. Quick note, though, about the car. We got a nice sort of dark blue, kind of shiny, kind of a nice color.
Is it the Tiguan?
No.
What is it? Say it again.
Touran. Touran.
Okay, I just need to see a picture of this so I can make fun of you.
It's hard to make fun of.
Oh, yeah. No, that's definitely a minivan.
Oh, it's a minivan.
It's exactly a minivan. I don't know what you said before, but that could not be any more the exact version of a Volkswagen minivan.
Right.
There is no other thing to call that but a minivan.
No, you're not wrong. But, I mean, a minivan is the Chevy Astro or whatever the heck those were called.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those were the Chrysler.
The Caravan,
The Chrysler Caravan, Dodge Caravan.
The Windstar, the Ford Windstar.
Yeah, yeah, it's nicer than that. I'll be honest with you, on the inside, it's actually far nicer than on the... Than the
oh, I'm sure
the inside is boring.
Is nice. Yeah.
No, I'm not trying to big this thing up. It's a family car. Yeah, I'm not. It came down to this or the Ferrari.
Yeah,
and Ferrari was a two seater. So,
so basically, this is the car that your wife wanted.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah.
Just to be clear.
Yeah. No, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Anyways, point being, we can hear some sweet, sweet tunes in the minivan. Plenty of them. Like we can hit play and. Drive all the way down to Sicily and back without hearing a song repeat on the one card.
Right.
Yeah.
That's great.
I mean, not all the way to a ferry. Part of it's going to be a ferry when you get down to the bottom, but it's an island.
Okay.
You get the idea.
Yeah, I gotcha.
All right. What's going on, Adam?
Nothing. No, just another day. My daughter's got... big dance competition starting. It's competition season for dance. So we've got that starting this weekend. So that's why we had to podcast an alternative time is because of dance competition.
So it's a whole weekend?
Yeah. Yeah. This one goes Friday through Sunday. I think she has multiple performances to do because she competes in like, I don't know, she has six different dances that she'll compete in. So she has a couple of them tomorrow, and then I want to say there's probably a couple Saturday, and then depending on how you do, then there's finals and things, and then there's also...
we know how tournaments work.
Yeah, it's a little different with dance, but yeah, depending on how you do, sometimes you'll have to perform the same one again for a new score, like a finals, but they don't always do that. Sometimes they just award it based on your one performance of it, so it's a little more complicated than traditional sports.
Right. Now she had something a couple days ago, evidently.
Well, it was just a charity event. She had performed.
Okay, because you videotaped it?
There
was no tape.
I had my point-and-shoot camera with me, and at the last minute I decided I'm just going to video this so that I can send it out to the grandparents and a few other friends and relatives and stuff. So I just, I had taken video on my fancy little Sony point-and-shoot camera.
Did you bring a tripod?
Nope, just handheld.
Held pretty still.
It was pretty good. I was pretty steady. Mm-hmm. But then her dance, I mean, most of them, because I kind of just test shot a group number before she performed, and they more or less stayed pretty much in the middle to center of the stage. I could not believe her dance compared to, like, I probably watched 20 other numbers other than hers.
She went stage right.
Oh, my God. She covered so much area so that I was like, oh, man, I got to keep panning to get that, because I would have liked to just keep it in one spot. And it was wide enough and I was far enough back that I thought I would have, you know, had her full range. But nope, she kept moving around and getting to one. She went from one side of the performance stage to the other, so I had to pan a little bit.
And so. You say stage, it was a gymnasium.
It was just a gym, yeah, they just set it up for this. So they couldn't do certain things, like she didn't get to do her tap routine because they don't let them tap on the gym floor. I guess it's too slippery, maybe they're worried they're going to wreck the gym floor, I don't know.
Yeah.
But she did a few things, including her solo, so she was super happy. And that's the video that I sent to you, was her doing her jazz solo.
So you did shoot something interesting this week.
I guess. I just didn't take any stills. No stills.
Now, see, here's the thing, is I watched the entire thing. That doesn't happen. It was, 2.5 minutes, 3 minutes, something like that?
Yeah, it's pretty short. I think it's 2.5, something
okay,
like that.
You say it, but, like, 3 minutes can be long. Like, if you are in, you know, round six with Mike Tyson, 3 minutes is a long time.
That's true, yeah.
This was not that. This was actually, I watched the entire thing. I even downloaded it, the link you sent me, because I will show it to the kids later.
Cool, that's what I kind of thought. I thought maybe, yeah, your kids would like it.
Now, it's funny, because this week, I actually shot a video of my kids at their kindergarten. What did you think of my kids' video?
I did not see it. Did you post it somewhere?
No, and I shall not.
Okay, so how do I see this?
You will not see this. I have made the judgment for you. My kids was not interesting.
Okay.
Holy cow, was it the opposite? They did. So here's the deal. At the kids' kindergarten, I guess. Remember I told you Sam threw up all over the place, right? When they had the... when the head teacher had retired, they had a retirement party.
Yeah, okay. And then Sam I remember this.
As part of the retirement party, the day before, all the kids put on this little play for her, but not the parents.
Mm-hmm.
So cut to 3 weeks later, and they said, oh, okay, any parent wants to come down on, you know, 3 o'clock or 11 o'clock on a Wednesday or something, come on down, check it out. We're going to put on a performance for the adults.
Okay.
So my wife couldn't make it. I could make it. My wife couldn't. So she said, can you video it? Sure. I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. But the thing is it involved flashlights, and the entire 12-minute performance was in the pitch black. So you just couldn't see anything.
Right.
And the kids are all under 5, or under 6, I guess, and they didn't do anything. Okay. So it was just a bunch of adults sitting in the dark for 12 minutes.
Gotcha.
So I'll send the link to you. Actually, you know what? Just close your eyes for the next 12 minutes and sit in silence, and you'll get the gist of it.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So there's that.
Did your wife watch it?
Oh, yeah. We watched it because the kids were there, too. Like, the kids wanted to watch it, and so we all watched it together. And there's the occasional side glance to me going, like, what are we doing here? Like... No, it's on. Yeah. I hit play. The TV is on. You don't think it's on. It's on.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. The kids loved it, though. Easy to please. Easy to please.
Best performance ever.
Yeah. It was good. It was good. But aside from that, did you shoot anything interesting?
Nope. I didn't. I was gonna shoot some stills. I shot one picture. I think I posted it on Instagram of just my daughter. Like, she's wearing her dance studio shirt that she'd gotten, and it was pre-performance. And before we ran out the door, I just kind of, you know, threw up one light in an umbrella in our, I can't remember if it was an umbrella or I think it was an umbrella. One light, but I threw it up. No, it was a softbox gridded so that I could keep the light off the wall, 'cause I wanted kind of a dark background. And I just took a simple portrait because she had her hair all done in her ballet bun. And I don't know, I did a similar picture last year right before she had her first performance. And so she agreed. And I just said, oh, I'll just snap this. And then my wife posted it. I posted it. And mostly so that, you know, that it's just for the other dance moms and that. Right.
Right.
Like they like seeing the
DMs.
The do. Yeah. The do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's it.
No, it was good though, because I was going to ask you how many lights it was, because the background was like nicely lit. So it's nice when you can light the background with your key light as well. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Easy peasy.
Yeah, and the spot that I use, it's nice because if I put the light, I feathered the light in front of her and had the light camera right. But then there's a white, it's in a room where there's a white, the whole wall is white. It's like cupboards that are all painted white. Mm-hmm. So then I can use that as a fill. So I feather it in front, use that as the fill. And then, you know, with the gridded softbox can still control the light that hits the background. So it's a very simple setup that you can get sort of a nice even light. It doesn't have to be super contrasty the way it would be if I didn't have that white bounce to use.
Hot move.
Yeah, so there you go.
I shot nothing this week.
Okay.
The end. So photo challenge was action.
Right.
That's the only thing I did shoot, was action.
Okay.
So am I going first or second? I'm putting it to you.
You can go second.
All right, let's look at yours.
Mine is wrestling. What you think it is. You know what, the WrestleMania... number 33 was on Sunday, this last Sunday, I'm going to say April 2nd.
Where was that?
That was in, I think it was in Orlando.
Was that the one in Florida? Yeah, my friend was there and met Hulk Hogan.
Oh, great. Yeah. He wasn't there, but great.
We posted a picture of him meeting him at Orlando. There was some sort of event going on.
Oh, they have a million events surrounding WrestleMania, but I didn't even know that Hulk Hogan was allowed in the... on the premises anymore, but maybe he's been revived. I don't know.
I don't know. All I saw, I didn't dive too deep into.
Yeah.
Hey man, what are the ins, the outs, the what have yous
of Hulk Hogan?
There's him and the Hulkster as all, and he was.
And so you're legitimately he had a picture with him.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we actually, for the first time ever, we actually watched it live.
Okay. So,
yeah, Jack, it was Jack was basically, he was basically, it was, I had told him a while ago, I don't know, a month or two ago, that we'd go to the movie theater, because they show it at the movie theater, and they have the on the big screen, the live showing of them at the movie theater, and it started at 4 o'clock. And it was an estimated runtime of 4 hours. And I thought, oh, God, that's way too long. There's no way he's going to last at a movie theater for 4 hours. And so I just basically, I went to buy the tickets. He's like, no, I'll last. And I went to go buy the tickets. And the tickets, I guess because it's a special event, were like $20 each. So it was Ooh. Much more than a movie ticket. So it's going to be $40 and then snacks and then 4 hours. And where are we going to last? And then... And then I saw on TV they were advertising that the WWE, you could subscribe to their network, which costs $11.99, and it's for a month, and there's a 1 month minimum. So you could order through the cable company $12. Now the weird thing is, so you get WrestleMania, you get it, whatever's on their network, including all their pay per views. So for $12, you get it for a month. So the weird thing was, at the exact same time that they aired on their own network, you can just buy the pay-per-view, just the WrestleMania pay-per-view. Guess how much the WrestleMania pay-per-view was if you just were buying that from the cable company, if you didn't subscribe to the network?
$10.99.
$64.99. So it's just, I don't understand. I'm trying to wrap my brain around the whole thing. I'm like, I don't understand. $64.99 or $11.99. The $11.99 gets you essentially whatever programming they have for a month, and you can cancel after a month, or you can spend $65 and get this 4 hour special. So. Huh. The beauty of it is that it was not 4 hours. Thank goodness we didn't go to the movie theater. It was 5 hours. It started at 4 and it finished at 9 o'clock.
Wow.
Now, the nice thing about, again, having it at home is we stopped it. We had dinner. He had a bath, and then we fast forward and catch up. Like, you could do that, right? Because there's a lot of in between stuff where, you know, people are talking,
like,
or
me and
interviews.
Gene Okerlund is doing remotes.
There's all kinds of crap like that. There's a musical performance. I think Pitbull was there. We fast forwarded through that. So I can't imagine. Like, I don't think we would have. I just think there's no chance we would have made it to 9 o'clock at the movie theater. But yeah, it turns out instead of even $40 plus snacks at the movie theater, $12, and we got the pay per view. And apparently, there's still one more pay per view that will fall within our month of having the WWE Network that we'll get to. So there you go, bonus
done.
So getting back to our picture, this was what was on.
Yeah,
Jack's
we were getting
mind.
Into it. This is like our mid-year Christmas episode.
Yeah, sorry, I got a little bit off track on a tangent. But he was then, you know, in super wrestling mode. And so this was Monday where he was, you know, basically wrestling. Very regularly, he wrestles his stuffies. Okay. And he does matches. Like, he'll orchestrate elaborate matches that sometimes take 20 minutes. And it'll be a tag team match. And he's got all these stuffies going. But this time I said, hey, why don't you wrestle one of your stuffies? And this was special because he got to use my bed.
Uh-huh.
So he was going to town. He was doing all kinds of moves. So I caught him doing a flying elbow on his big dog, and that's what you see pictured here today. So
you have a hard flash off to the right?
I have two. I have one on each side, and I just basically went ETTL because I didn't have a lot of time. This was right before school, and so I basically just threw two flashes in there, ETTL. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a lot of light in the room, and so it was enough to freeze his movement. And so, yeah, you see, I did Photoshop the harsh shadows off the wall. They were super distracting, and so I just kind of wash them out really quickly. So if you look closely, that you know,
not
you can
really
see some of. Yeah, it's not bad. I did it quickly, and so I can tell. But I also know where to look.
Right.
But bottom line is, yeah, just one flash on either side, and just kind of point it up towards the ceiling, and it just kind of gets a get you. That's why you see the shadows that you see on his face. But yeah, I think everybody would get what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Macho Man flying elbow.
Yeah, no, it definitely looks good. Looks like he's having fun. There's action going on, and you stop the action. So
yeah,
that's nice when you can go ahead and do that.
All right, so now yours.
All right, so I actually
Wait.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you don't have as an elaborate a backstory as I did.
No. Okay. I took a little extra batting practice this morning because I'm missing batting practice tonight to do the podcast.
Okay.
So all I skip. Right.
That's going to hurt your average.
No. It's going to actually help. It'll help.
Okay.
Because that's why, again, once again, I'm shooting Clarence because, you know, who was the subject last week. I said, hey, man, I can't make practice tonight. Why don't you meet me at the field in the morning? And instead of me, you know, getting 20 rips during team practice, I'll just get, you know, 300 personal. So it worked out. So it's going to help my average.
Okay.
So I'm all happy with that. But listen, I need a photo for tonight. So here's, I got something in mind. Can we do this? And he of course loves getting his picture taken. And so this is what came of that. Now, this is sort of a based on a photo I took last year of our pitcher Alex, but
that's
this is sort
right.
of the base yeah. running version of it.
I remember. Now, I'm curious because this is obviously, just based on the background, this is done when, what, middle of the day? Like, there's a lot of yep. light here, right?
Yep.
So how do you do this? And I'm asking not just for the podcast universe out there, but I'm asking for myself because this seems like a fun thing that I could do with, you know, the kids on my son's baseball team. And so take us through. How did you do this? How many lights? What's the setup?
Okay, so first of all, this is the second time I've done this, the first and last.
Really?
Yeah, it was a pain because okay. it was daytime. I mean, last time I shot that, the one of the pitcher was essentially in camera at night. And so at night,
yeah.
you have a lot more control over what's going on. Now, this is overcast day, and so I can get the exposure down. So first of all, I have one light, one off-camera flash, camera left.
Okay.
So I basically get the exposure down as low as I can get it, where the ambient is probably 2/3 of a stop under, roughly.
Okay.
Not counting the yellow, you know, foul pole and that's all fine. But everything else is a little bit underexposed. And then I don't have high speed sync wireless, so I'm maxed out at 1/200th of a second with the 5D Mark II.
Okay.
But with the 70 to 200 racked out at 200, because I want to minimize the depth of field, because behind there are batting cages and the trees are, it's not particularly attractive, especially this time of year. Like, it fills out later in the year, but right now it's not a great background. So I kind of want to minimize it, right? So that means F4, 200 mils. Well, to get it to F4 at 200th of a second, I need an ND6. So I brought my ND filter. I knew going in that I would need the ND filter, which would give me the flexibility to open up the aperture.
Mm-hmm.
You still need a lot of flash power to cut through that.
Right.
You know, you're talking about ISO 100, maybe 160, but when we shot this, and an ND6, so you know you're talking about full power on the flash with no modifier on it, just bare flash.
Right.
So that's just off to the camera left. And so what we did, I can't pop it four times like I did last year in the dark. It doesn't work like that for this one.
Well, you need recycle time because you're going full power.
Yes. And I can't, and last, you know, when the one, if you do this in the dark, you can do, you know, a shutter speed of 5 seconds if you like.
Right.
And it won't be effective. We can't do that here because it's so much light. So much ambient light is going to burn in. So I said, oh, I'm going to take four pictures and then blend them together in Photoshop.
Oh, okay. So that's what you did.
Easier said than done.
Yeah.
So what I would do is this isn't four pictures of him, you know, in one stolen base attempt. This is four separate, well, three, because the first picture and then the second picture where he's taken off were essentially taken bang bang.
Mm-hmm.
So I fire off the one picture of him, you know, looking at the picture, and then, you know, count to three and tell him go. And then I snap the second picture.
Right.
Let him run out of frame. He comes back. While he comes back, the flash is recycling.
Yeah.
I tell him go, and I give it an extra little beat. Take the third picture with him in the middle.
Right.
And then do it again. Willie's far out. Yeah. Get the fourth one.
I just right now I'm officially out. There's no way I'm doing this.
Oh, there's way more work ahead of you too. That's the kicker. And so what I end up doing is I bring him in and I'm kind of playing around with the different, you know, how to blend modes for the layers and seeing, you know, can you do difference? Can I do, you know, multiply, screen, all the different things that are going to basically do the shortcut, you know, the work for me.
Right.
Nothing works. So I basically have to go in just really quickly. I did it relatively quickly and cut each of him out. So I keep one background.
God, yeah.
Cut the four images out, and then I can decide which layer goes where. So all in all, it was about a half an hour Photoshop, but about 29 and a half minutes more than I anticipated.
Yeah.
So it worked out. So but basically what I have is
that's great. Yeah.
Well, instead of having, you know, like if it was on the multiple images like I shot last year, you can see through, right? There's a little bit of transparency.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas what I ended up with here was four images of, you know, of him solid.
Yeah, the one is a little bit...
The two are.
Yeah, sorry, two are a little bit more transparent.
On purpose, because I control that now. Because I cut them out, it just didn't look right. Like, having all four of them be at 100% opacity, just it didn't look right. And so I opted with, well, I'm going to go with the first one at 100, and the last one at 100, and the two middle ones at 75, to sort of add to the effect.
Okay, so that's what you did, yeah.
Yeah, so that's why those ramped down. So in the end, I'm relatively happy with the result. I will do this again at night, when we can do it the exact same way as before. I think I'm much happier with the result last time than this one.
Mm, I like this one, but I don't like the work involved.
No. But if we do it again at night, the good news would be, I mean, first of all, way less work in post. Also, a much more interesting background. Because I don't really love the background here.
So, gotcha. Other than I think there's obviously, now you've done a pitcher and a base runner, I think the next natural one has got to be a hitter, doesn't it?
Yeah, but there's very, very, like with... base runner and a pitcher, there's a fair amount of lateral movement.
That's right. Yeah.
And as a pitch hitter, if you're doing lateral movement, you're probably just going to strike out.
Right. But there's got to be – well, I think you've got maybe three because, you know, there's the rotational movement and then the extension of the bat.
Yes.
Right? So from start position. Plus, if you somehow manage to get, you know, a ball and some contact in there, there might be – you know, a fall,
broken flash somewhere.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah, but I'm thinking that you're shooting it from behind,
right? Yeah, no, that's a possibility actually,
or even from a side profile, because there's then more lateral movement, right? So from the weight shift back to the front to the follow through, you might get more. You would get a lot more side to side movement.
True. I'll give it a try and see what we can come up with, and I'll put screens in front of my lights so I don't trash them, which is fine. You don't want to do that in front of the camera, but. I'll shoot that from the side angle. The one challenge with doing that is we shoot those in complete darkness. So to throw a ball and be able to hit it in complete darkness will be tough.
Yeah, that's true too.
But we'll give it a try. I mean, maybe we can figure something out.
Or it could even be just tossed underhand and, you know, like...
Even that, if you can't see a thing.
Yeah, I guess if it's that dark.
Yeah. See, like when we did the pitcher one, he was just firing into the backstop. And so it didn't matter where he threw it. It was just, we're not going for a strike. It's just fire away, man.
Here's an idea. Wrap the baseball in tiny LED lights, and then when he hits it, it'll explode. It'll look like fireworks.
The natural.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. I think I just made the greatest photo of all time.
Yeah. Well, you inspired
in my head.
It.
In my head.
Yeah. You essentially, yeah. Now, somebody go do this.
Yeah.
And I'll take full credit, of course.
Yeah.
So there's that. All right. Topic for this week.
It's not WrestleMania?
It's WrestleMania 34. Just look, your thoughts on the upcoming
okay.
one. No, this was inspired by your daughter's video that you sent and the one I shot of my kids. Because you're not going to post yours online, or you're not going to throw it up on YouTube, are you?
No. I had no intention of it.
No, yeah. nor should you. And that was the same. So I go and I show up at the kindergarten on the day, and I explain, my wife can't make it. I'm just going to videotape this. I have my tripod because I know it's going to go on. I have no interest in holding the camera. And I even brought a mic, like my little audio recorder.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's just a little recorder with the onboard mic. I didn't mic it.
Okay. Yeah.
But I basically went and, just put that in the middle of the room so we can get decent audio. And, I don't halfway anything. And so anyways, I go, and I make sure I'm the first one there because I know how this is going to go, how all the parents are going to show up and sit, right? So I'm there. Okay, where should I, where can I put this? And one of the teachers is like, oh, you can't. No, I don't. You're not. No, oh, geez. Okay, I guess you can, but, you're not supposed to. I'm like, well, you understand. My wife can't. It's from, okay, but don't post this online anywhere.
Right.
Huge market for just silence in the dark. Like, I'm going to sell this to Netflix is what I'm going to do. So, but I understand. Okay, but some of the parents in the past have done and this and that, and then the city, there's a law and this and that. Okay, you can do it, but just make it a secret. Well, other parents are coming, and they're sitting next to my tripod. So we can all keep it secret. Anyways, point is, I went ahead and did it, and obviously I didn't share it, nor would I.
Did you get any nasty looks when you were setting it up?
Absolutely not.
Wow.
No, they know who I am. They know I'm the camera guy, and oddly, not oddly, not oddly, nobody contacted me to see it. They're all, we're all good. Don't need to see that again.
Right.
So there's that. But the point of the whole thing was I thought about your online, not yours, but my online presence, everybody's online presence.
I just have one quick question before you finish that thought. Did you, after getting your video of nothing but darkness, did you still then take the audio from what you'd mic'd and sync those together?
Of course I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you couldn't tell any modes were moving.
Well, I do record a scratch track on the camera.
Okay.
And then
okay.
It's relatively easy to sync up.
Okay. Just I needed to know that.
Yeah,
You still sync the audio.
I can't do it halfway, Adam.
Okay, no, okay.
Like, the extra 25 minutes that it took me will translate to 4 hours of sleep that night.
Okay.
Versus me laying awake going, what am I doing? Like, why could I not sync that? You know you sync it. You know, and not even, it gets worse. You shouldn't have opened this can of worms. Like, normally I use a visual sync, like a hand clap or like a slate or something like that. And then life is very easy, but I didn't have that. Like you say, I'm not going to go up there and slate this. All right. Kids, boring play, take one, you know? I already look like an a-hole. That's not making it better, you know?
Right.
Now I have to use the scratch track and then match up audio, which I can do. However, little known fact on the 5D Mark II is that when you record, like just the onboard microphone records the audio 2 frames delayed from the video.
And what's the reason for that?
I don't know why. It just does. It's just a little idiosyncrasy of that camera. Now, in life, it doesn't really matter. I mean, most people don't notice. I notice. Like, it's a thing I know. I know it's a known quantity, and thus I deal with it accordingly.
Okay.
You know? So, but generally it doesn't matter because I record sync sound anyways. So, but in this case, I match it up. But when I match it up, that means it's 2 frames out. So I then took the time to drag the audio back 2 frames, which takes no time. Like I say time, it takes 3 seconds.
Right.
But I know enough. Even that, once I sync it up, I can't just leave it at that 2 frames out. I have to correct it, even though you can't see a thing on the screen.
Right.
Glad you asked.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
I needed to know, though.
No, you didn't.
I knew the answer, but yeah. I had to ask, yeah.
Yeah. You can't unring that bell, man. Now, your online presence.
Yes.
You personally, I mean, and this should relate to a lot of people because it varies, but how would you measure your online presence? Like, compared to everybody else, what would you feel yours is? And I mean, like, online, like your Facebook. Everything's Facebook now. Not everything, but, like, that's kind of the, when we think of our online presence, that's sort of the first place to stop. But there's Flickr, Instagram, whatever the different things are. What is your presence like, your social media online presence?
I'm going to say minimal.
Minimal?
Yeah.
Not counting the show, even more, actually counting the show. But
it's still minimal. I don't really do a lot of it. I don't really check it almost ever.
Okay.
So it's not a big thing to me.
No, I don't mean that part of the posting.
Yeah, I don't post very often.
Right. So you're on the low end.
Yeah, definitely. I'd say I'm on the low end.
But you do exist.
I do online. Exist, and I probably, you know, on average post something every 2 weeks, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So how did this sort of online presence start with you? Like, what was the first sort of portal that you used?
Facebook.
Facebook was where you started?
Oh, yeah, and it
no
was
Flickr?
Probably... No, and it was probably... At least it was when Facebook first came out. So okay. I was an early adopter of Facebook, and it was mostly the hook for me was I had some friends, like I had moved from Ontario to British Columbia. And so it was just a hook to, you know, communicate with friends, you know, sort of show each other what you're up to. That was for me. And again, especially because I had made a big move across country. And I was just interested in what
bragging
my friends
about
were
it.
Up to. Yeah. And so I just kind of, it was more to just check out like what people were doing.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a big thing then. And for me, because for a long time I was that guy at a party, you know, who poo-pooed Facebook and come on, what are you doing wasting your time? And pretty soon you just stopped getting invited to parties.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't really actually that vocal about it. I just, for me, I thought, you know what? I don't want to do this. But then living over here, living, and I had lived here for quite some time and still was kind of eschewing it, I think is a cool way to say it. Sure. And then we, you know, partway through the show, a couple years into our show, I said, you know, well, I think we need to have a Facebook presence, especially for the show.
Okay.
And then once I did, being an expat living over here, and all my friends are, you know, still back in all over the world, but a lot of people in Canada and Vancouver, and I want to see what's going on. And part of my thing is with your tier one friends. Like for instance, you and I, besides the show stuff, like, you know, we will send emails or talk or whatever it is, and like we stay in touch without having to do the mass posting.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't really learn much of anything about you and, you know, your family on Facebook.
Right.
So that's a good thing. So that, for me, that's kind of how it is. So the second and third tier friends, the people that you might bump into in the mall, and if you do, you might duck into a Danielle Steele to, hide from them.
Right.
Is that a store? That was a store, wasn't it?
Isn't that an author?
Yeah. I was thinking Big Steel Man. I'm just reading a Danielle Steele novel right now. So.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. Big Steel Man. That's where you duck into.
Sure.
So anyway, I knew
what you meant.
But once I got on there, I do recognize that there is a reason for it, you know. And so, looking at your usage, let's say, so like, what is your ratio of posting / viewing? How much posting do you do versus just creeping?
I'd say it's pretty much 1-to-1, only because I don't go on unless I'm posting something. But once I post something, I'm there, and so then I'll just browse around because that's kind of the once every whatever 2 weeks I'll check things out. So
right.
I do them together. I don't just have a hankering to, oh, I'll just check out what's going on in Facebook. That doesn't come up for me.
Mm-hmm.
And how much Instagram or anything? It's just like if I'm going on there to post something, then I get sucked into the vortex for half an hour and I'll check things out. Yeah.
You find out what Trump's doing or something.
Yeah. And at one point, like early on when I had just moved away and this was my way of kind of keeping up with what was going on with the old gang, I wouldn't post anything. I would just go on and be the creepy, you know, check things out. But those days have long passed. Yeah.
Right. Right. So anyways, the point is you do put stuff out there.
Yeah.
Right. And you say, you know, maybe every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That is, I mean, it's not like you do something every 2 weeks. You do something pretty much every day. Like, you guys are a very active family.
Pretty busy, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, so how do you decide what to post?
It's usually, have I photographed anything?
Right. But you photograph more than you post.
Probably, but it's just something, again, to me, that I've sort of decided, okay, well, what's worth posting? I know if I go to Seattle for a few days, then I'm going to have a bunch of things to choose from. If I don't do anything out of the ordinary, now I'd probably only take photos maybe once a week. I take a few photos. I don't take as many photos, so there's less to choose. So I kind of decide, well, is this worth posting? Like, is, you know, and I say worth it, like, is anybody going to find it interesting? And so if I don't find it interesting, then I kind of feel like, well, nobody, if I don't find it interesting, nobody else is going to think it's interesting. And maybe that's the wrong way of looking at it, but that's kind of how I think about it.
No, so I appreciate that.
Is it worth it? Yeah.
No, that's the thing is I appreciate the fact that you have a strategy, even if it's unintentional. There is a strategy there of, okay, am I going to waste anybody's time here? Because a lot of people go the other way. And I'm not judging them. This isn't the show about that. I mean, I am judging them, just not on the show. I can't stand those people, but we'll get to that.
Right.
But Facebook is, like, to me, Facebook, and you know, there is Flickr, Instagram, Snapchat, there's all, you know, different things, like different versions of Facebook, like, essentially. But Facebook is the catch-all it's kind of the Xerox of the internet, right?
Yeah.
And so Facebook, to me, has become the greatest thing ever. Also the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
Like, it can go either way. So good job, Zuckerberg. Thanks for doing that. or thanks for doing it. You know, you could go.
I think we think alike in that it's a bit of a marketing tool too, right? Like for what I post, if it's a terrible photo, regardless of if it's something interesting that we're doing, I generally won't post that because as far as my usage of Facebook, I don't post very often. So if I'm going to post something, not only do I want it to be something interesting we're doing, I also want it to be a relatively good photo because, you know, people we know, people that know I take photos are going to see it. And those are people who potentially would get me to take photos for them. And so I'm using it as a marketing advertising tool as well as just kind of showing people what we're up to. Mm-hmm. Whereas the difference would be my wife will take a photo and it might have an interesting topic or context, but she doesn't care at all if it's a good photo. Like it can be just a dreadful photo, but nobody's hiring her to take photos. So she doesn't, that doesn't register to her. It doesn't have to be a good photo, right? And I think that's the case with a lot of people.
Your wife is kind of an exception though, because At least she does recognize interesting subject matter for the most part.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, like generally, I'll say generally.
Yeah. A lot of people go, again, this isn't an indictment of the masses, but a lot of people will go with, you know, neither good nor interesting. So that's, it would be the trifecta if there was one more thing, but that was it. So I have a very similar strategy and mine is intentional. I try to go infrequent. I try to maybe go once a week. And for me, it's either interesting light or interesting situation. So it has to be, for me, it has to be a good photo. Like every once in a while, I'll post a kind of a slightly subpar photo if the moment is wow. Like recently, there was a picture of my son when my wife let go of the bike. Now, photographically, the light was fine, just kind of flat and the gray background. So it wasn't an amazing shot. It's not an eye-catching shot, but the look on his face in that moment made it worthwhile.
Gotcha.
In my opinion, anyways.
Yeah.
But generally, I like to go for stuff where it's like, wow, that's a really, you know, that lighting is amazing. And so people can, you know, they not necessarily shopping for a photographer, but you kind of strengthen your brand.
Yeah.
What I try not to do is, and again, it's totally personal, because this could start fights, I try not to narrate my life.
Mm-hmm.
I've never punched in the phrase feeling on the Facebook, you know, or on the tag.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Oh, feeling happy.
Oh, I see. I got you.
And this is the thing. Like, apparently, you can click on. I don't even know where the buttons are, but I see other people I know post it, and they click on the thing with a little emoticon that says "feeling satisfied," and then a picture of half a burger that they or something like that. You know the stupid stuff you see, right?
Sure. Yeah.
So there's a lot of that, but I try not to narrate my life like yourself. I like to pick and choose a couple things. Like, hey, this was interesting. Throw it up there.
Right.
And generally, for the most part, sometimes it doesn't work out that way, but most often I post my images no larger than 1,000 pixels on the large side.
Right.
And
I learned this from you. I do the same.
We even go further on for the hosers is the 800. 800 is the large.
Right.
Just because, hey, you get the idea. You don't need a big giant thing. Not like you're going to, you know, print a poster and
put it on your wall. But that plus, I mean, it speeds up, you know, any uploading time. So mm-hmm. That's one, makes it easier. And number two, don't really want my images being stolen.
Stolen or?
Or just used like for advertising. I mean, that it happens all the time. I think we're all aware that this happens. And so it'd be pretty easy to take my stuff and use it for purposes that I'm not intending it to be used. And so at 800 pixels, I think they're just going to move on. It's like putting up a sticker on your front door that says you have a security system. That's the deterrent right there. The 800 pixels, people are just going to move on if their intent is to steal your stuff, and they're going to just look for something that's a higher resolution.
That's my thinking as well.
Yeah.
There are other angles to that, other reasons for that limit. Do you have any other concerns about your online presence?
Not really.
Well, there's things that you don't post.
I'm not a worrier.
Not a worrier. I said concern. I didn't say worry. I said concern.
Okay. I'm not a concerner.
I'm not a fan of consternation. But what don't you post? Like, are there things that you would look at and go, you know what, I'm not posting? Like, you have posted. You have done that in the past. I know you have.
Yeah, right? I think when it pertains to my kids, like, there was a photo or a post. Like, my wife used to, you know, do lots of blog posting. Mm-hmm. And so she had posted on a blog it was like a series of pictures of, like, my kids when they were little and they were running around. I can't remember if it was a sprinkler or whatever it was. And they were basically in, like, you know, their bottoms of their swimsuits. And that was the most viewed post that she'd ever done, by like fivefold.
I'm not going to apologize for that.
And right away she took it down, because that's creepy. There's no way that should be. And so it just kind of... It's sad because there's nothing in there that you should really be concerned about, except for it's super creepy. And so I always do keep that in the back of my mind. It's just my perception of things isn't the same as everyone else's perception of things. And so you kind of have to, I don't know, edit yourself to the lowest common denominator, unfortunately, online. So, and I think everybody is in 2017 a little bit conscious of that.
I'd like to think so. I hate the fact that I have to think like a weirdo.
Yeah,
you know, I don't love that part of it, but I kind of do. And there's sometimes where, you know, I've posted something and you even said something like, man, I can't believe you posted that. and it really was like, I think it was my daughter at the water park, like, years ago when she was two, you know.
Yeah.
And then I thought, no, that's a, well, you're probably right, you know, like, maybe. But so since then, there are some stuff that I won't post, like, and they're completely innocuous.
Yeah.
Like, you know, 99.9% of the people or higher, you wouldn't even think of it. But,
well, the sad thing is, I mean, you know, we all go to, you know, public beaches. And so, you know, everyone's walking around with their shirt off and it's totally acceptable, but it's something different about taking that photo and putting it on the internet for people. You know, there's too much anonymity, and I don't know, it's just the thought of, you know, especially when it comes to your kids, about that material being used in a way that, you know, we would say is very inappropriate. So that's the part. I don't want to give fuel to the fire, so to speak.
You're absolutely right. It just, to me, it would be awkward in the hands of weirdos.
Exactly. Yeah.
Hear that, weirdos?
Yeah.
You're ruining the game.
Don't download our photos.
I'm pretty sure no one cares too much about Clarence stealing second base. If you do, go nuts. Like, this one is for you, weirdos. If this is your thing, just come out to the game. Buy a ticket, man.
Sure.
You know, we'll take anyone's money. That's not crazy. So that's my only real concern about the, you know, all those other concerns of not overposting and not flooding the market and all those things, you know, using it for good and not evil. And by evil, I mean wasting my time.
Right.
Those are real things, but who, besides the people we already talked about, who on the Facebook/Instagram whatever, who do you not like? What kind of person? Not individuals, like, you know, Mike Bemis. What's his deal? Mm-hmm. No, but what kind of people do you just do without on the Facebook?
I generally delete the overposters, the people that post, like, you know, 15 things every single day. Again, to me, they're not discerning enough. So I need a little bit of self-editing in terms of what to put up. So again, that's it. Right away, if I'm in the Instagram universe, if I'm following someone and there's just post and post and post and post and post, and it literally just kind of your feed is like one person over and over and over again. And again, on one given day, if they've got a bunch of interesting to post, I get it. But when it's day after day, I'm just like, yeah, I'm done following that person, because they are the overposter. So I'll say that. The overposter is my enemy.
that's specific to Instagram, because that's kind of how it works. On Facebook, I agree with you. Like I have defollowified those people.
Yeah,
and nothing bad. Nothing. I'm like, you know, come on, we just be friends here, but just tone it down. Tone it down.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
But no, on Facebook, for me, it's the people who post the gallery. Like, oh yeah, here's the gallery of my Seattle trip, and it's 191 photos.
Yeah, that's brutal.
When three would have done the trick.
Yeah.
And so when
there's 14 pictures of the same thing, like
gum wall. I'm just ripping you.
Yeah. No.
There is, here is where I take issue is. You couldn't edit, so now I have to.
Right.
You're asking me in real time.
And then do you send them a shot list? There's only three photos that you should have posted. And I'll tell you which ones those are.
Yeah, do everybody else a favor and pull the 192 of them and leave it. No, I don't. But here's the other thing is the same people, they can't even be bothered to crop their images. Now, a lot of people, most people post from their iPhone or whatever, Android, whatever they have. And so I don't expect you to Photoshop. I don't even really care that much. You don't have to Photoshop your images. However, if you just have like a ton of headroom or whatever's going, like just horrible, go ahead and take the 3 seconds. You can crop it right on your phone and upload that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, you're going to go a long way to engaging with snobs like Adam and I.
That's true.
So there's that. But basically, if you can't be bothered to edit your photos, I shall not. Don't do it. So that's all. And even then, maybe we're the outliers. Maybe we should just, you know, be grumpy old men and stop using the Facebook and the Instagram.
No, I think that we speak to our audience of people who are interested in taking good photos. So I think those are common, probably, complaints amongst the photographer community is that I want to look at people... or people's photos that, you know, basically take a little bit of time. And that's the minimal approach would be just crop the photos. I agree. But again, I just give up. So it all depends on do they care if anybody looks at them? And I'm guessing that the answer is yes. They're posting them because they want people to look at them and they want the comments and smiley faces and whatever that Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all those things do.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do a better job with your cropping, you'll get more smiley faces and thumbs ups and stuff.
Start there.
Yeah.
And if you're listening to this, it's probably not you, but your wife is terrible.
Yeah.
It's probably your wife or your husband or your husband. Could be your husband.
Yeah. Yeah.
Either way, it's a hard conversation to have. Do us all a favor and have that conversation. Alrighty, photo challenge for next month. Oh, this month, right now, month of window April, light, right? Is window light. Fensterlicht. You know why window light?
Because it's awesome.
It is the best. So good that this month I'm going to post 142 of the same window light photo.
Sweet.
That's my challenge. You have to pick out which one I actually mean.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. But window light.
Separate challenge.
Yeah. That's ongoing. We'll look for that on Instagram. That's our online presence there. Next week's challenge for you and I, or anybody who wants to participate.
Do you have one?
I do.
Let's see if it's good.
Oh, no, it's actually good. Quote unquote good. That's the challenge.
That's the challenge.
No, yeah. And I know my friend Matthew Good is touring. So okay. Go snap him. No, it's turning into that time of year. Colors.
Okay.
So, not quite Easter, but I can see Easter from here.
Yeah.
Very colorful.
Sure.
I don't want to give away my hand of what I'm going to shoot.
Okay.
Probably going to be Easter related.
Okay.
The end. Remember to hashtag your photos on Instagram with Two Hosers or the monthly challenge with Two Hosers monthly challenge, and we'll find it. Meanwhile, Adam, where can people go to find your stuff?
They can go to adamschwartz.ca and possibly Adam Two Hosers on Instagram.
Every couple of weeks.
Yeah, I hashtag whatever I post, including the photo I took last week, my daughter pre-show, I hashtag it to Two Hosers. So if they go to hashtag two hosers on Instagram, then they'll generally find the photos that I post.
Or you can go ahead and just follow Adam.
Or you can do that, yeah.
Because you can find us, my stuff at alanatridge.com or the two of us at twohosers.com. You can find all the links for our Instagram, the Facebook, photos that we just talked about, our Amazon link. Everything is there. Even our store, you can still buy a t-shirt. If you don't have a Two Hosers t-shirt, go ahead and pick one up.
For Easter.
Yeah, actually, you know what? Actually, to be honest, hold off on that right now. Don't buy a shirt. I'm not sure what's going on with the shirt shop. The prices seem to be very, very high right now.
They've changed?
Yeah, I think the price of the stock went up. The price of the shirt that we chose,
okay,
has gone up. And so thus, I think, I have to look into this, I think they're too expensive.
Okay.
So don't buy it until I can sort that out.
Okay, don't buy shirts.
And then sort it out. And then buy. Once I'm sorted, then you go ahead. Go nuts. Buy four. Buy four.
All right.
So there's that. But you can find that all at twohosers.com. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.